Welcome to the Voice of the Lord Radio Church Hour with Pastor Billy R. Douglas. Stay tuned for music, encouragement, and the preaching of the Word of God. It is our prayer that the next hour will bless and strengthen you as you listen to the songs of Zion and the anointed preaching of God's holy word. Go with us now to the sanctuary of Voice of the Lord Tabernacle in Livermore, Kentucky for today's service.
If you have your Bible with you this morning, turn to Luke, the 10th chapter. Not going to keep you but a few minutes. This is not the sermon that I had earlier in the week. It's not the sermon that I had Friday. It's not the sermon that I had when I came to church last night. But Brother Chris said something while he was preaching that sparked this in me, and it blessed me, and I knew that it would bless you because it's God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's something that is so badly needed always, but especially it seems like the more and more today we see the need for joy. Amen? Joy. It's people you get around people and it's just like they don't have any joy. Even Christian people, they don't have any joy. Many times, most of the time, it's because our joy is based upon the situation we're in. Sister Teresa, if things are going good, then we have joy. If things are going our way, then we have joy. If we're in the middle of revival, you know, and the glory's fallen and the power's around, you can cut it with a knife, it's so thick, we have joy. But the minute we hit the desert, the minute we hit the valley, the minute we hit the storm of the struggle, it seems like so many times joy is hard to find. And that's because, more times than not, as Brother Ronnie used to say, I said all that to say this, more times than not, we put our faith and our trust, our joy comes from the situation and the circumstances, and all of that changes at times. Luke, the 10th chapter, the 17th verse is where we're going to start. But if you'll read the first part of this chapter, you'll find that Jesus sent out the 70 to spread the gospel and to do wonders and miracles, to do the work of God. So here they come back, and boy, they are fired up. Luke 10 and 17 says, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents, on scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Now listen what he says in verse 20. Now they're all excited. They're all fired up. Right now they're walking on cloud nine. Why? Because they had seen a move and a powerful move of God. The power of God was healing people. They were seeing miracles. They were seeing signs and wonders. And it had them stirred up. It had them joyful. The word says that they returned again with joy. So they were joyful. They were rejoicing. But Jesus tells them, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not. Not because of the power that you have. Not because of the miracles that you saw. Not because of the wondrous things that was going on around you. But don't rejoice over that. He's saying, moreover, you should rejoice over this. Don't rejoice that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen? You see, that's something that doesn't change. As long as your faith and your trust is in Jesus Christ, you are washed in His blood, you are born again, you are a child of God, that does not change. Whether you're on the mountaintop, whether you're in the valley, whether you're going through the wilderness, whether you have $1 million or whether you don't have two pennies to rub together, that does not change. As long as your faith is in Jesus, we can find joy in the fact that we're saved. That ought to be enough to give us some joy this morning. We shouldn't go around, "Well, I don't have nothing. I don't have anything to be thankful for." Are you crazy? If you're saved this morning, if you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, we always have something to be thankful for. And Jesus was telling His disciples, don't get your eyes on the miracles. And see, that's what's happened with the biggest part of the charismatic crowd. They got their eyes on the signs and the wonders. And instead of the signs and wonders following them, like Jesus said they would do, they follow the signs and the wonders. If you tell them there's a healer over there, they all flock over there. If you tell them there's somebody who prophesies over there, they all flock over there hoping to hear a good word from the Lord. And that's all they hear anymore. Used to, I was kind of scared if somebody called me out. The prophets of today, all they'd speak is smooth things. They call you out, I guarantee you, you're going to prosper. Things going to go your way. Everything you touch going to turn to gold. Every one of your enemies going to be at your feet. All of these great things. But when I was a kid, we had some prophets come through that sometimes you heard some stuff that kind of scared you. Amen? So Jesus was trying to tell them, don't follow the signs. Don't follow the wonders. Don't get your joy from that, because there'll come a time. Oh, hallelujah. And I know this is getting it down where we live. There'll come a time, Sister Patty, that you don't feel the glory. Amen. There'll come a time, Sister Teresa, that you don't feel like jumping a pew. You don't feel like running through a troop and leaping over a wall. You don't feel like you're on cloud nine. Amen. But still, even in those times, you can say, hey, I don't understand where I'm at. I don't understand what's happening, but I'm a child of the King. Amen. I'm blood washed. My name has been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. And Jesus was telling them, yes, I have given you power. There will be times you will see signs and you will see wonders. There will be times that you will feel that power and that anointing. But rejoice rather not over that, because that'll change. There'll be times you don't feel that. But rejoice rather, because your names are written in heaven. There is a joy to be found today in our salvation that circumstances cannot change. We all struggle. We all are weak and we all are flesh. But even in our darkest moments, if we will remember these promises from God's Word, we can say, well, things don't look too good right now. But all my hope is in Jesus. Everything's falling apart around me and I've lost everything I have. But all my hope is in Jesus. In America especially, the church has lost sight of the fact that there is still joy to be found in the salvation of the Lord. The modern day church has become so materialistic that they think you're not getting blessed if you're not seeing all your bills met and all of your things. You're driving the nicest of cars and wearing the nicest suit and living in the nicest home and prospering and having all of these things that the world has. They've become so materialistic that their joy rests upon that, because they're not happy without it. But you know what's wrong with that? If you go out and get you a new car, your neighbor going to go out and get them one newer. And then you're going to be like, well, shucks, I wish I had one of those, because things cannot satisfy you. Amen. If you go out and get you a new home, sooner or later you're going to see somebody, well, mother, their home's nicer than mine, and you're going to want what they got. But this morning, if we will realize there is a joy to be found in the salvation of the Lord, we can testify this morning that we are saved. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Listen, don't get me wrong. I thank God for the miracles. I thank God for the signs. I thank God for the wonders. I thank God for the power of Pentecost. I thank God that I am a Pentecostal. Amen. Like the Apostle Paul said, I speak in tongues more than you all. But nothing, and I mean nothing this morning, changed my life like whenever I knelt at the old rugged cross and I said, Jesus, forgive me. I am a sinner, and come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. And there was a new name written down in glory, and heaven threw a party because I was born again. And I can still draw from that this morning because I'm still born again. I may not feel the glory. I may not be seeing the miracles. I may not be living on the mountaintop, but I can rest assured this morning that my salvation is steadfast. It is sure in Him. It's not going to go anywhere. Amen. As long as I keep my faith rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ this morning, I shall not be moved. Amen. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water, I shall not be moved. Why? Because I am rejoicing even in the midst of your trouble. We should be, when somebody walks up to us at the dollar store and said,
says, how's it going? We shouldn't stand there for the next 15 minutes telling them how beat up we've been by the devil all week long. Amen? We should tell them that I'm saved. Oh, I like it when somebody says, how's the world treating you? Because my response is, well, the world ain't treating me too good, but oh, let me tell you about Jesus. Amen. They've about quit asking me. Let me tell you about Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Because there's a joy. Can you see that this morning? Jesus said, rejoice rather. Don't rejoice so much in that. I mean, we ought to be thankful for the power. We ought to be thankful. But sooner or later, the fires of revival would dwindle. You know and I know, especially years ago, we would have revivals and a minister would come to town and we'd go 1 week. Then Brother Hinton get up and say, I feel like we need to go another week. Amen. And we'd go another week. And people would be shouting and all of this joy. And you'd be looking for a devil to kick. Amen. But not long after the preacher left town, not long after the services stopped and you went back to regular services, the joy from the revival began to dwindle out. Because the joy came from the move of the Spirit, from the power, from the works and the wonders, from the evangelist, the new thing that came to town. But honey, I got news for you. This kind of joy. The joy that Jesus was telling his disciples to have, the joy in the fact of knowing that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Are you saved this morning? If you're in here and you're saved, if you're out there this morning watching, if you're listening and you're saved, you have something to rejoice over this morning. You have something to be thankful for this morning. My sister Nancy used to say, if the Lord never does anything else for me, He's already done more than I deserve. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you thankful for your salvation this morning? Are you thankful for the joy that comes with that? Hallelujah. Jesus said, yes, I've given you power over the enemy, over the powers of darkness. But don't get your eyes on that. Don't get caught up in that. But rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. Be happy in that. Have joy in that. Boast in that. There is joy to be found in salvation this morning. Situations change. People change. Feelings change. But your salvation this morning is steadfast and true in Jesus Christ. Say, Brother Billy, this morning, do you believe in once saved, always saved? Well, not the way that it's preached by some of our Baptist friends. No, I don't. But I believe it is a reality. Amen. I've been once saved. I intend to stay saved until I'm dead. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's conditioned upon my faith in Jesus. I can walk away at any time. He didn't take away my free will. But this morning, if your faith still rests in Jesus Christ and Him crucified, you can have joy this morning knowing that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This kind, and I thought about that old song by the Hensons. I couldn't even think of the name of it. I think it might be He Can. But this kind of joy can cause an old man who's about to say goodbye, lift up both of his dying hands with a tear running from his eye, and his loved ones gathered all around him, he can smile and say no fear that the one that brought me through the fire is going to lead me on from here. Amen. Hallelujah. This kind of joy, when you're laying on your deathbed, you probably ain't going to feel like finding a devil to wring his neck. Amen. But you can have joy in knowing that when you step out of this body into the next life, this life is not all there is. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. This life is not all there is. When we step out of this old temporal plane and into eternity, we will step into the presence of a living God. And that's something to be happy about. That's something to have joy about this morning. I told you last night, those that were here, used to, you could sing Power in the Blood and the church would shout. I mean, they would have a Holy Ghost fit. But now the modern day church has to have strobe lights. They have to have a preacher in skinny jeans.
Y'all don't want to see that around here. But they have to have a preacher in his skinny jeans that looked like somebody took a weed eater to him and ripped them all up from the knee all the way down. Amen. They have to have all of these entertainers that come in. Jesus should still be enough to cause us to have joy this morning. Our salvation that is steadfast and sure through our faith in Jesus should be enough for us to rejoice this morning and say, hey, I know that things ain't going the way that I think they should. I know that I don't understand what's going to happen next, and I don't feel like shouting, but I know this, my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. I can still slip up my hands and say, thank you, Lord, that my name is written in red in your book in heaven. Write these scriptures down. I'm getting ready to close. Psalms 21 and 1. The psalmist David writes this, the king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. Did you hear that? The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. The same writer, Psalms 35 and 9. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Oh, isn't that wonderful this morning? Isn't that wonderful this morning? Rejoice rather, not over the signs and the wonders. I like signs and wonders. I want to see the sick healed. I want to see the dead raised. I want to see blinded eyes open. I want to see deaf ears open. I want to see the lame walk. I want to see the blessings, and I want to see you blessed. But I don't want you to get your eyes on the blessings. I want you to keep your eyes on the blesser. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't need to get our eyes on the blessing. We need to keep our eyes on the blesser. That's what really Jesus was saying. Hey, that power is great. That power is great. But don't put your faith there. Don't put your faith there. Keep your faith in Jesus Christ and what he has done on the cross, and rejoice this morning that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Amen. Write this down, Isaiah 12 and 3. I like this scripture. We preached a sermon on this a long time back. Isaiah 12 and 3 says, therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. I want you to think about that this morning. A well is a place to find refreshment. A well is a place to find nourishment when you're thirsty. I can remember whenever I was a kid and the old well that Granny had, go out there and draw up a bucket of that water and it'd be so cold and so cool. Whenever you're in a place, when you're in a desert place, when you're in a dry and barren land and you feel like there is nothing to be thankful for, you can draw from this well of knowing that you are saved. Amen. You can draw from that well of salvation today. Like he told the disciples, rejoice in that. Rejoice in that. Even when you feel like, and we do, we have more blessings than we realize. Like Brother Hinton used to say, you don't have to look very far to find somebody that's got it worse than you do. But when you find it hard to find something to be thankful for, remember this morning that you're saved. Remember this morning that you're saved. Amen. Rejoice in the fact that your name has been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Hallelujah. So they come back all fired up, walking on cloud nine. And you notice what they said. The demons are subject to us. Amen? The demons are subject to us through your name. They could have just came back and said, Lord, the demons are subject to you. Because in them there was nothing other than the name they were using. Amen? And that was the name of Jesus. In us there's no good thing outside of what he has put inside of us. But what they did is they had to put a little bit of spotlight on themselves, which is exactly what, if you get caught up in the power, that's exactly what it'll do. It'll take the spotlight off of Jesus. But if we'll remember this morning that we are saved, we are washed in his blood, our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Do you know what kind of a defeat that is for the devil? When the devil comes around, and he will eventually, he'll send his minions and, you know, they'll try to torment your mind, Sister Patty, and they'll say, you look at this and look at this over here. Do you know what kind of damage it does to him when you say, oh, yeah, but I'm still washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I'm still, my name is still written in heaven, hallelujah, in the Lamb's book of life, hallelujah. Stop looking at, I like old Job. He said, naked I came into this world, and naked I will leave. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. And we can have that this morning. And I realize we go through times where we don't have it. Maybe you're there this morning and you don't feel the joy of your salvation. David found himself there in Psalms, the 51st chapter. He had sinned with Bathsheba. He had murdered her husband. The prophet Nathan had came in and said, you're guilty of doing these things. And David found himself in a place where he didn't feel the salvation of the Lord. And he prays this prayer. And you can read the entire Psalms 51. It's a beautiful prayer. But in the middle of that, he says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. There is a joy that comes from the salvation of the Lord this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. As I close, I got to thinking about songs that were written like Tommy Dorsey, who was out of town preaching a revival. I think he was in Chicago or somewhere. And his wife was pregnant. She was about to have a baby. If she hadn't been pregnant, she would have been with him. But if she hadn't been so far along, she might have been with him. But it was too close to the time for the baby to be born. So she didn't go with him. When the time came, sadly, his wife didn't make it. A few days later, the baby didn't make it. But in the midst of that grief, in the midst of that sorrow, he writes a song that we all know today. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, Lord, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. Isn't that wonderful? Why? Because he was drawn from the well of salvation in the midst of his desert. And we can do the same thing this morning. Amen. And that's just one. Horatio Spafford. Bad enough that he had that name, but he was a Chicago lawyer and a businessman, owned a lot of things. He sent his wife and his four daughters. They were going to go on vacation across the sea. He put them on a ship. He sent them on, and a few days later, he was going to join them. He got a telegram from them, from his wife, that said, the ship has sank, and I alone survive. He lost all four daughters. So he boarded a ship as soon as he could to go and be by his wife's side. And whenever he got close to the place of the sea there where the ship went down, because can you imagine what kind of situation that was? But he was able to draw Brother Brennan from the wells of salvation and write a song entitled It Is Well With My Soul. Amen. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Joseph Scriven had a fiance. They were in love. They were about to get married. She drowned one summer afternoon whenever they went swimming. A few years later, he found another woman and he thought, God has replaced the woman that I lost. We're going to get married. She got pneumonia and died. He wrote this song. How could these writers write these songs? Well, because everything was going good. Everything was going bad. But he pens this poem that later was turned to a song. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our cares and griefs to bear. How could these men do this? Were they super Christians? No, I mean, they had plenty of questions. But they were rejoicing because their name, even though they had lost their loved ones, even though they had lost their stuff, their names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they were drawing from that joy. Oh, there's joy this morning in that. Can I share one more story with you? I knew you'd let me. Evangelist Luther Bridgers, he was gone out to preach a revival, only to come, this happened in 1910, only to come home and find out that his wife and his three sons had died in a house fire. And as he walked through the ashes of that house where he had lost his family, when he left, he had a beautiful wife and sons. When he came back, they were all gone to be with the Lord. And as he walks through the ashes, the destruction of that home, he writes these words. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. What else did it say? Knows my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. There's within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, on life's ebb and flow. Oh, hell, why? There was no glory, there was no great revival, there was no power, there was no healings. Because of the fact that his name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that there is nothing in this world that can change that but you. You can walk away from him, but he will never walk away from you. Amen. And we can rejoice this morning, regardless of what's going on in our life. And like I said, if you're out there this morning and you don't feel that joy, you don't feel like, I talk to people all the time and they just say, I'm just so discouraged. We got too many depressed Christians. Amen. Hallelujah. And I get it. I know what you're talking about. Hallelujah. We've all lost loved ones. We've all been through hard times. But there is a joy this morning that the enemy doesn't want God's people to realize that they can have in the salvation of the Lord. Amen. That no matter what we go through, no matter what we face, our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This morning we are a child of the King. Amen. We are blood washed. We are a royal priesthood. This morning we are saved. And that should bring us great joy this morning. And a well in order for us to draw from. When things are going bad. How many people ever had things go bad? Amen. When it seemed like if it could go bad, it already done went. Amen. We can draw from this well of salvation knowing that our salvation is steadfast and true because our faith is in the one who has established our faith this morning. The Apostle Paul said he was persuaded that he that had begun a good work in him was able to fulfill. I may have mixed a couple of scriptures there, but anyway, you get the point. He knew that his salvation was sure because his faith was in Jesus. If you're out there this morning, wherever you're at under the sound of my voice, if your faith is not in Jesus Christ today, I invite you to put your faith in him. If you don't know this peace, if you don't know this joy, if you're a Christian out there today and you're struggling with your joy, pray the prayer David prayed. Get alone with God and say, Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And read those scriptures. Remind yourself. How many people leave yourself notes to remind you of things? The older I get, the more notes I use. Almost have to have somebody decipher them because I can't hardly read my writing anymore. But the older I get, the more notes I use. Leave yourself some reminders. Amen? Write you down some scriptures. Put them on the fridge. Stick them on your dash of your car. Put them somewhere where you can remind yourself. And when we feel ourselves complaining and when we feel ourselves down and nothing's going right, say, Lord, help me. Remind me. Remind me. Show me where you brought me from. Show me where I could have been. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. If you're out there today and you have never experienced salvation, you can accept Jesus Christ right where you're at. You don't have to be in church. You don't have to repeat this prayer after me. But you do have to have faith because the Bible says we are saved by grace through faith. If you're out there and you want to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, pray these prayers in faith. Pray these words in faith believing. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I confess that I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Come into my life. I believe that you died on the cross for me. I believe that you were buried and on the third day you rose again. I believe John 14 and 6 that says you are the way, the truth, and the life. I put my faith and my trust in you. And if you'll do that, if you ask Jesus to save you, He will save you, and you can know this joy that we speak about this morning. Hallelujah. Someone else have something before we go.
This has been the Voice of the Lord Radio Church Hour, brought to you from the sanctuary of Voice of the Lord Tabernacle, Livermore, Kentucky. For more information, call 270-313-8753 or write to Voice of the Lord Tabernacle, P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky 42352. Or visit our website, voiceofthelordministries.com. Write us today with your praise reports, prayer requests, or to order a free copy of today's sermon, or make a donation to Voice of the Lord Ministries. We would also like to send you our free monthly newsletter. And if you're ever in the Livermore area, come be in service with us at 216 Hill Street. Thanks for listening to Voice of the Lord Radio Church Hour. Until next time, may the Lord bless and keep you, is our prayer.